Organic growth isn't random. It might feel unpredictable. But it isn't. People follow when they understand you fast. They see consistency over time. They trust your perspective. That's it. No hacks. No posting tricks. No best times. Before your next post, ask, what is this really saying? Who is it really for? Why should anyone care right now? Does this sound like us or everyone else? If you can't answer clearly, don't post yet. Final thought. Here's the brutal truth, you don't need more content. You need content that lands. Content that feels specific. Sounds like you. Sticks with people after they scroll. Before posting, ask, if this disappeared tomorrow, would anyone notice? If the answer is no, it's a signal, rethink it. Content marketing on social media isn't about showing up. It's about showing up in a way people can't forget. Do that, and growth stops being confusing.
Step 5.
It becomes inevitable. Feel connected. Good posts are nice. Connected posts build memory. Repeat ideas from different angles. Be consistent in tone and perspective. Create familiarity over time. That's how people start to recognize, trust, and follow you. Quick reality check. If someone saw 5 of your posts in a row, would they recognize a pattern? Understand your point of view? Remember anything specific? Or would it blur together like generic white noise? Answer honestly. That's your strategy, or lack of one, revealed. Where most content marketing fails. Not execution. Direction. Posting without a clear message. Sharing ideas without a point of view. Trying to sound like a brand instead of a human. And the biggest one, creating content without asking why it exists. Fixed direction.
Step 2.
Everything else
define
becomes
your audience,
sharper, down to the nitty-gritty. Not business owners or fitness enthusiasts. Think, what are they struggling with today? What's keeping them up at night? What mistakes are they making that no one talks about? The closer your content hits their reality, the harder it is to scroll past. Step 3, would you stop for your own content? Seriously. If this appeared on your feed, would you pause, or would you scroll like every other post? Your audience decides in seconds. You'd better make it worth their time. Step 4, don't play safe, say something with edges. Safe content gets ignored. Stop trying to appeal to everyone. Stop trying to be brand friendly. Ask yourself, what do we actually believe that no one else is saying? Not controversy for attention, clarity for recognition. Think of every post like a billboard in Times Square. It's not noise. It's not filler. It's a signal, and signals do one thing, they tell people what to associate with you. Ask yourself, what are we actually signaling? Are we teaching them to remember us, or forget us? Because right now, whether you know it or not, you're already training your audience. The only question is it intentional, or just random? Step by step, building content that actually works. This isn't a boring framework. This is how you think like a brand that gets remembered. Step 1, decide what you want to be known for. If someone followed you for 30 days straight, what would they walk away thinking? If you can't finish this sentence, they always talk about. Your content is going to look scattered every single
time.
Be honest. When someone lands on your profile, do they instantly know, what do you stand for? Whose content is for? Why should they care? Or do they have to figure it out? Because if they have to think, they leave. Seconds matter. Social media doesn't wait. And neither should you. Forget the fluff, content marketing means one thing. Posting valuable content won't cut it. Being consistent won't cut it. Educating your audience won't cut it. Here's the question that actually matters, what is your content doing to the person seeing it? Making them pause? Making them feel understood? Making them remember you later? If the answer is no to all three, congratulations.
Before we go any further,
you're
invisible.
Be honest. When someone lands on your profile, do they instantly know, what do you stand for? Whose content is for? Why should they care? Or do they have to figure it out? Because if they have to think, they leave. Seconds matter. Social media doesn't wait. And neither should you. Forget the fluff, content marketing means one thing. Posting valuable content won't cut it. Being consistent won't cut it. Educating your audience won't cut it. Here's the question that actually matters. What is your content doing to the person seeing it? Making them pause? Making them feel understood? Making them remember you later? If the answer is no to all three, congratulations.
Before we go any further,
you're invisible. Be honest. When someone lands on your profile, do they instantly know, what do you stand for? Whose content is for? Why should they care? Or do they have to figure it out? Because if they have to think, they leave. Seconds matter. Social media doesn't wait. And neither should you. Forget the fluff, content marketing means one thing. Posting valuable content won't cut it. Being consistent won't cut it. Educating your audience won't cut it. Here's the question that actually matters. What is your content doing to the person seeing it? Making them pause? Making them feel understood? Making them remember you later? If the answer is no to all three, congratulations.
Ultimate guide to content marketing
for social media. By Social Punks. Let's cut the sugarcoating. You've posted. You've tried everything, nice graphics, careful copy, ideas you thought would blow up. And still, crickets. No real engagement. No audience that actually grows. No one gives a damn. Frustrating? Sure. But here's the truth, it's not your effort. It's not your consistency. It's not how many posts you squeeze out in a week. Your content fails because it doesn't make anyone stop, think, or remember you. Social media isn't a community board. It's a battlefield for attention. And right now? Your content is invisible. Here's the harsh reality most brands don't want to hear. You are wasting time posting content that doesn't signal anything meaningful. You're busy, but you're not building a brand.